And we'll learn about the border industrial complex as it pertains to your congressional district.
Pamela Yates, I want to thank you for being with us, director of the new magnificent film, Borderland, The Line Within. And Gabriela Castaneda, advocate with the Movement of Immigrant Leaders in Pennsylvania, MILPA. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
On Saturday, September 21st, two perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands steeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 314, Magic School.
Embellishments made me blush from ear to ear. When I was young, the yarns that she would spin me round in circles, searching for my object. Taught the Ellington a fanfare to declare. Jealous the rest of them, cause they would never dare. With each story of the seas, a pinch of salt I'd take, and a shot to keep all traces out from showing on my face. Trembling lightly, telling the story. He'll never be boring like them. Traveling lightly, telling a story. He'll never be boring again. He's ridden an elephant, shot a man between the eyes, climbed the Pyrenees and Epsil down the other side. Chased the Aztec gold and found forgotten tribes. He sailed the river Seine, I heard he fished the river dry. For some so worldly, I wonder why he's here with me. His mother was here.
That, my dear centuries, is very exciting progressive rock music to start off this new session of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. That was music by Rosalie Cunningham, The Return of the Ellington, a single that she recently released as a lead up to the new studio album, To Shoot Another Day, which we'll be releasing in a few months. It's kind of crazy actually thinking it's fall. Oh, it's almost fall. Unofficially the end of summer, but it's still summer, kind of technically. The album is coming out November 1st, To Shoot Another Day by Rosalie Cunningham. That might be an album I should be checking out when it comes around. For today's first grand set, just going right into it, we will have Shebad, Brian Eno, and Hiatus Coyote. Shebad has had a big trajectory, our dear Guelph band of neo-soul and amazing souls in them as well. They just released a new single called Black Walnut from the upcoming full-length debut album, Music is the Answer. The album is going to be released on November 1st as well. Actually, I just realized that while reading my notes here, both Rosalie Cunningham and Shebad releasing new music on the same day, November 1st. A very exciting day to look into. And they will be having their album release show in Guelph on November 30th at the Royal City Mission with special guest Eloquent. Tickets are available actually right now online on a sliding scale between $20 and $40. You can always check their Instagram page through their link bio or go online to goodcoprod.ca/Shebad for more details. It is an all ages show. And it sounds like it's going to be a very elaborate show indeed, full of amazing production and love. So beginning this grand set, we'll listen to the new single, Black Walnut by Shebad, here on the Sentinel's marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Even when I close my eyes, I'm living for the other side. Even when I'm sleeping tight, even when I close my eyes, we're living and we're gonna die. Don't turn away from the way that we're feeling. Don't shy away, it's the way that we're healing. Every time I close my eyes, I always never see the light. Don't turn away from the way that we're feeling. Every day goes away in the evening. Every time I close my eyes, I always never see the light. Baby, it's okay to cry. Even when I open wide, you can feel the rain in the sky. You can feel the rain in the sky. Baby, it's okay to cry. Don't turn away from the way that we feel. Don't shy away, it's the way that we heal. And every time I close my eyes, I only never see the light. Don't turn away from the way that we feel. Maybe the magic is high in the ceiling. Every time I close my eyes, I open and see the light.
The sky was shot with light and hazy blue. Early days of winter sun, all the days turned into one, all the sirens beckoning.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Pierre.
And Mary.
Of LaGreffe, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at CFRU.ca.
Welcome back to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We began our first grand set with Shebad with the newest single, Black Walnut, off of their upcoming first full-length album, Music is the Answer, to be released on November 1st. Again, their album release show in Guelph at the Royal City Mission is on November 30th with special guest Eloquent. Check out their social media pages and their links for ticket availability and more updates on the show. It's going to be very exciting. Then we heard two songs by Brian Eno, one of my favorite influential artists. Recently, there was released a film called Eno. It is a generative film, from what I've heard, by Gary Hustwick, a definitive documentary about the visionary musician and artist. Apparently, it changes every viewing, like using tons and tons of film and such. But through CFRU's digital library, we have the original motion picture soundtrack. So to celebrate this new documentary, we heard There Were Bells, which was from the latest full-length album by Eno, from Forever and Ever No More, released in 2022. And then all the way back in 1974, we heard Third Uncle from Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. And finally, we heard Hiatus Coyote, the Melbourne, Australian band, with Make Friends from the new album, Love Heart Cheat Code. Our second grand set now, we go into the artists K-Trinata, CVN, Void Femmes, and Conductor. K-Trinata released a new album recently called Timeless. And we will be listening to the first two tracks off this album. First, Pressure, followed by Spit It Out featuring Rochelle Jordan. Here is K-Trinata for the second grand set of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
K-Trinata, classic, timeless.
What now?
I
I think it's time, baby. Conversation's heavy on your mind lately. You don't need to look me in the eye. Crazy how you put I love you to the side. Lazy, you don't even try. Think about what we had. Remember it feels so tight. Moving like it's a drop. It's been like this since drunk. Started to overthink what we once thought to start. You're trying to get it through. You know what to do. Spit it out, spit it out, spit it out. Spit it out, say it out loud. Spit it out, spit it out, spit it out. Spit it out, say it out loud.
Down to earth, but we need more space. And it does hurt that we both changed. Are we ever gonna say it? Heard a gun drop in the hallway. Heard my heart stop when you called me. I was hoping that you would say the most in an honest way.
But instead the phone was breaking up. Think about what we had.
Thank you. Thank you.
For this second grand set, we began with Catriona with the two tracks Pressure and Spit It Out featuring Rochelle Jordan from the new album Timeless. Then we heard new music that I got from Orange Milk Records by a project called CVN. They just released an album called Xeno. Emo riffs of Mineral, Get Up Kids, and Deftones, along with the beat-driven neo-pyro-style vocals, inspire the aesthetics of Xeno. Unlike his previous release, I See Nobuyuki Samoka's new record is heavy on vocals, featuring collaborations of many sorts. He set out to create a vulnerable drama with Xeno. The track we heard from this collection was called Crack My Heart, featuring Milky. Then we heard a new single by a music friend of mine from Toronto, the electronic music project Void Femmes. The new single they release is called Scene, and you can find it on their Bandcamp page. You can see it on their Bandcamp page. I had enough time, actually, that I didn't think I would have enough music space, but I reintroduced an artist that I didn't mention before. So the new artist we heard before Conductor is the experimental artist from Toronto, SMQ. They released an album called Train Score. It is a project they wanted to challenge themselves to do, to record and produce one song each day that they were traveling on a train from Toronto to Vancouver, inspired by the scenery. We heard the track Day 2, Winnipeg, and you can find it on their Bandcamp page. And then finally, we heard my dear, lovely friend, Conductor. It's been so long. I think they said on their profile, well, for this new record, actually, a new studio album that they released, it's been 3 years since they've released anything. The new album is called A Self-Sabotage in a Fever Pitch Black. Find it on their Bandcamp page. The track we heard was called Six, Fingers Crossed in the Third Act. I have one more track for you lovelies today from a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, Hakushi Hayagawa. They release a new studio album as well called Mahogako, which translates to Magic School, and released on Brain Feeder Records. We will finish this session with the track called Mouth Flash, Kuchino Hanabi. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond. We'll be right back.
I'm a butterfly.